Meanwhile, the UN says the overall official death toll from the tsunamis has now reached nearly 140,000. That figure is only an estimate, and Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner has more on why it's so difficult for officials to settle on a final number.
Calculating how many people have died in a major disaster is always a grim task, always a difficult one. That's especially true in the case of last week's tsunami. Aid workers say they can't recall a time when a disaster devastated so many countries or when so many people were unaccounted for. Jan Eglin is the UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator.
We will never know how many people were washed to sea and will never ever be found.
In parts of Indonesia, the country hardest hit, officials are so overwhelmed by the scale of the destruction, they're no longer even trying to count the dead. Instead, they make crude estimates, taking the population of a village, counting the survivors, and assuming the rest have been killed. Another problem is candor, or the lack of it. Burma's military government says only 53 people were killed by the tsunami. But aid workers believe the figure is actually much higher, considering what happened to Burma's neighbors. In some countries, accurate census records are not available. If you don't know how many people lived in a village, it's hard to tell how many people were killed. And sometimes, in the chaotic days and weeks following a major disaster, fatalities are counted twice. That's what happened after an earthquake struck Iran more than a year ago. At first, officials said 41,000 people had been killed. That number was later revised downwards to 26,000, but it's the initial larger number that sticks in our minds. Even more important than calculating the number of fatalities, says Lynn Amowitz, director of evidence-based medicine for the International Medical Corps, is the task of identifying bodies.
There is a tremendous need in disasters, whether wartime or non-wartime, for families to be able to identify a body. And they're not going to be able to identify these bodies much longer if they can at all.
Identifying bodies is not just an academic exercise. Widows, for instance, depend on government compensation to survive, and for that they must produce a death certificate. Lynn Amowitz says the focus now should be on coming up with an accurate count of survivors, not fatalities.
Whether it's 150,000 dead or 200,000 dead, the identification for the families who need that and making sure those that survived remain living is, I think, a bigger importance at this point than coming up with an accurate number.
Besides, says Amowitz, such a number will probably never exist. We'll never know for sure how many people were swept to their deaths. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.